Welcome to the world of One True Prince, where the prince of your dreams might be just around the corner. Are you ready to find true love with a handsome royal? If so, enter your name here, and then the keys to the kingdom are yours. Remember to choose wisely. The royal life isn't all fun and games, and not every prince is who he seems to be. Naya Jahrami returned her obscenely comfortable seat to the upright position, then pushed aside her braids to remove the wireless earplugs from her ears. No amount of relaxing meditation music was going to make her feel better about returning home to Thisolo. Before leaving to participate in an early childhood development master's program at a university in Manhattan, she'd imagined days spent surrounded by a throng of intrigued peers and nights being courted by handsome men. She'd had a plan for how things would go. After years of being kept like a caged bird by her father, she would arrive in Manhattan, spread her wings, and soar straight toward her happiness. That was how things happened in the film she had grown up watching, where every timid girl secretly had the heart and talons of an eagle. But in real life, the jostling crowds and tall buildings had made her uneasy. The subway trains had given her motion sickness, and traffic had moved in a wild and frightening way that left her in constant fear of being crushed. She'd sat silently in class, biting back her thoughts, and her peers had barely known she'd existed. Dating had gone no better, a series of uncomfortable and disheartening encounters with creepy men. The plane bounced over some light turbulence, and Naya closed her eyes against an unwelcome thought. Perhaps her father had been right with his constant reminders she should dream smaller, want less. The simple fact was that for Naya, New York had simply been too big. She'd had plenty of exciting adventures, fighting space pirates, taming a vampire king, being sought after by every senpai in her high school, but those things had taken place in the virtual dating game she played on her phone. In those worlds, she was fearless, always knew the right thing to say, and if one of her dates annoyed her, she could delete him without much guilt. Now, she peered through the window of the private jet of the royal family, the African landscape unrolling beneath her like a familiar but suffocating quilt, heralding that her adventure in New York was truly finished. There were no expansion packs available. Game over. We'll be landing in Thisolo in approximately 2 hours, Miss Jahrami. Mariha, the flight attendant, said as she peeked her head into the cabin for the approximately 1,000th time. You'll be home soon. Thank you, Naya said politely, nausea roiling her stomach. 2 hours. Home. Are you all right? Mariha's face creased with concern. And though Naya should have appreciated it, she hated that expression. People always looked at her like she was a vase, perpetually in danger of falling off a shelf. In Thisolo, she had been the finance minister's frail, sickly daughter, too weak to know her own mind. That image had stuck with her well past childhood, and despite having single-handedly rejuvenated the Lek Hamani orphanage school during her tenure as a teacher, people still patted her on the head and spoke to her like her dance of womanhood hadn't been a half a lifetime ago.